This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A Democrat who ran an unsuccessful campaign for state representative in Western Illinois is going to give it another shot. John Curtis of Macomb ran against Republican Noreen Hammond of Macomb in last year's election. It was the first time Hammond had a challenger since being appointed to the position in 2010. It was Curtis's first time running for elected office, and he says he learned a lot.
Folks, we had some amazing successes in the last campaign. We won Macomb by over 1,000 votes. We almost won McDonough County, which is the heart of the Republican Party in this part of the world, right? We went from 0 to 60, and a lot of us didn't know what we were doing. We've got a plan, and we're going to be a lot tougher to beat this time.
Curtis says Governor Bruce Rauner and other Republicans are undermining government. He wants to see new leadership in Springfield to help Illinois recover from the two-year state budget impasse. The 93rd House District race generated around $1 million in political fundraising last election. Hammond outspent Curtis nearly 3-1. She drew in significant financial support from the state's Republican Party. Curtis is a farmer and the owner of Barefoot Garden CSA in Macomb. He announced his campaign at the McDonough County Democrats' annual fish fry. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.